Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. I began a review the other day as follows. At Christmas time, as at Easter, Handel's Messiah is the oratorio with pride of place. But what's wrong with Bach's Christmas oratorio? Or his Easter oratorio, for that matter? Yes. Anyway, Carnegie Hall had hosted a performance of the Christmas oratorio. At the end of my review, I wrote the following, sort of a footnote or coda. Quote, I'd like to mention something else, too, as long as you don't tell anyone. Very confidential. I realize that the St. Matthew Passion is the great Bach oratorio. Some people regard it as the finest work of music, and his St. John Passion is not far behind. But you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than the Christmas oratorio and the Easter oratorio. True. Let's go to the end, the final chorus of the Christmas oratorio. Nothing better. The final chorus of the Christmas oratorio of Bach. We heard Dresden and Leipzig forces conducted by Peter Schreyer, the great tenor. Yes, the great tenor who turned to conducting. And how about that wonderful trumpeter, Ludwig Guttler? The recording is from 1987. Probably my favorite of the Christmas oratorios, of the recordings of. Well, I don't want to bump out Handel's Messiah altogether. Nothing better than that, either. from first note to last. The words here are from Luke. A selection of Handel's Messiah, conducted by Sir Colin Davis in 1966. We had the London Symphony Orchestra and its associated choir. The soprano was the magnificent Northern Irish woman, Heather Harper. Again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, bringing you Music for a While, a Christmas edition. If you care to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. I'm a fan of chronology, chronological order. As a rule, I don't like to jump around. But let's go back in time, before Bach and Handel, to William Byrd, who in 1611 wrote his song or anthem, This Day Christ Was Born. 1611, by the way, was the year the King James Bible appeared. Again, a brief burst of Byrd.
Thank you.
by the great William Byrd, This Day Christ Was Born, sung by the 16, directed by Harry Christophers. Here is an odd and touching song, known all around the world. I Wonder as I Wander, by John Jacob Niles, sung by Jesse Norman. We have heard Jesse Norman, the soprano from Augusta, GA, with the Ambrosian Singers of London, conducted by John McCarthy. Every year I play this track of George Shearing. Can't help it. You will understand. There is something magical about it. Something, well, ineffable. Thank you. Ding Dong Merrily on High, done up by George Shearing and his quintet. Gounod, Charles Gounod, is a very well-known composer. He wrote the opera Faust, for heaven's sake, and the Funeral March of a Marionette, and much, much more. Not very well known, however, is a song of his, Noël. Here it is, sung by Anne-Sophie von Otter with the pianist Bengt Forsberg. The song Noël by Charles Gounod with Anne-Sophie von Otter, the great Swedish mezzo-soprano, and her pianist Bengt Forsberg. Good to know, right? Some good Gounod to know. It is especially meaningful this year to present the famous Ukrainian carol. Thank you. The Carol of the Bells from Ukraine, sung by the Crimean Chamber Choir, directed by Igor Mikhailovsky. Long ago in Bethlehem, not to be confused with long time ago in Bethlehem, is a Moravian carol. We will hear Heidi Grant Murphy, accompanied by her husband, Kevin. You can't hear just one cut of that album by Heidi Grant Murphy, the soprano from Bellingham, Washington, and her husband Kevin Murphy, the pianist from Syracuse, New York. They both teach at Indiana, their alma mater. Here's a carol by John Rutter.
To Bethlehem. Far away I heard a shepherd boy piping on the way to Bethlehem. Angels in the sky brought this message nigh. Dance and sing for joy that Christ the newborn King is come to bring us peace on earth and is lying cradled there at Bethlehem. Tell me, shepherd boy, piping tunes so merrily on the way to Bethlehem. Who will hear your tunes on these hills so lonely on the way to Bethlehem? Angels in the sky brought this message nigh. Dance and sing for joy that Christ, the newborn King, is come to bring us peace on earth and is lying cradled there at Bethlehem. I hear my pipes on these hills so lonely on the way to Bethlehem. But a king will hear me play sweet lullabies when I get to Bethlehem. It is in the sky, came down from on high, hovered o'er the manger where the babe was lying. Cradled in the arms of his mother Mary, sleeping now at Bethlehem. Where is this new king, shepherd boy, piping merrily? Is he there at Bethlehem? I will find him soon by the star shining brightly in the sky or Bethlehem. In the sky brought this message nigh. Dance and sing for joy that Christ, the newborn King, he's come to bring us peace on earth, and he's lying cradled there at Bethlehem. May I come with you, shepherd boy, piping merrily, come with you to Bethlehem. Pay my homage too at the new King's cradle, is it far to Bethlehem? Angels in the sky brought this message nigh. Dance and sing for joy that Christ, the infant King, is born this night in lowly stable yonder, born for you at Bethlehem.
The Shepherd Pipes Carol by John Rutter, sung and played by the Murphys, Heidi Grant, and Kevin. No one, no one can bend it, pipe it, express it like Heidi. In 1961, Leontine Price, the soprano from Laurel, Mississippi, made a Christmas album with the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. The pièce de résistance is, well, this.
Shining, it is the light.
O Holy Night by Adolph Adam, sung by Leontine Price with the Vienna Phil and Carillon. Merry Christmas, my dear friends. Let's close with spirituals. Spirituals done up by Chanticleer. See you soon.
No.